From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish troops and their allies Thursday struck at Islamic State forces along the Syrian border for a second day. Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River, but it's unclear if all of them have withdrawn, as demanded by Turkey. Turkey hopes to rid its border with Syria of both Islamic State and Kurdish forces. UN officials say Russia has agreed to support a 48-hour pause in fighting in and around Syria's largest city, Aleppo, so that humanitarian aid can be delivered to its population. Secretary of State John Kerry Thursday visited Saudi Arabia to discuss U.S. military operations in Syria. Kerry was trying to shore up support for his Syrian plan ahead of scheduled meetings with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday in Geneva. During the meeting with Lavrov, the two sides will try to come to an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced military exercises on land and in the Black and Caspian Seas. The drills began Thursday in Russia's southern, western, and central military districts, where troops have been put on combat alert. The drills will last until the end of the month and will involve various units and troops. A 4.3 magnitude aftershock hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy on Thursday. The aftershock caused damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke, instilling panic in the town already reeling from Wednesday's earthquake. Officials are putting the toll at that quake at 250. This is VOA News.